Police in Hong Kong say they won't allow opposition activists to paralyse the city's government after rounding up 52 of them in the biggest day of arrests since Beijing imposed a new national security law. The dawn raids saw politicians, activists and even an American lawyer arrested on suspicion of political subversion. If prosecuted, they could face anywhere from 3 years to life in jail. Let's bring in our China correspondent Bill Birtles. Bill, thanks for joining us. Why have police arrested all of these people?
Well, Emily, all of them were involved in a primary election that the city's opposition pro-democracy bloc organised last year. The idea was, a bit like those American primaries, they would invite voters to choose and elect the candidates who would then go on to run in the Hong Kong Legislative Council elections. And the whole purpose was to choose the best candidates, maximise their chances. And some of the activists involved were saying, if we do this, we have the best chance of even winning a majority in the Hong Kong City Legislative Council. And we could use that majority to block the government's budget and to generally cause a bit of trouble for the government, as oppositions do. And this is the reason why 52 people have been rounded up and arrested. According to police, there is going to be no tolerance for any moves that paralyse the government, and this is now regarded in Hong Kong as political subversion.
Well, indeed, what's the reaction then in Hong Kong?
Well, first of all, the 52 people arrested, many of them are the types of people who you would ring up and get reaction from whenever there is any political issue in Hong Kong. This is utterly chilling for the pro-democracy movement. So many people who used to talk to me, for example, during the protests of 2019, they've gone to ground. They don't think it's safe to talk. But one former politician, Emily Lau, she's spoken out and she has completely rejected the legitimacy of these arrests.
They say maybe they are guilty of subverting the state. But actually, what did they do? What have they done? Is that they took part in a civil primary election last year to help to narrow down the number of candidates for candidates to stand in the Legislative Council election in September last year, which was actually postponed. So, I mean, this is absolutely madness.
That's former Hong Kong Legislative Council member Emily Lau there. Bill, we've seen so many arrests and prosecutions already from this national security law. What's the message specifically in today's moves?
Well, all of these people, if prosecuted, will face a minimum jail term of 3 years and a maximum of life. So it is a very serious message. And it's specifically saying to Hong Kong's opposition that if you try to oppose in any tangible way that actually causes problems for the government, real opposition, not just tokenistic, you are facing the risk of criminal arrest. And Joshua Rosenberg from the human rights group Amnesty in Hong Kong, he says this is just part of a huge overhaul of Hong Kong's political culture being driven by Beijing.
The Hong Kong authorities have shown that they are more than willing to weaponize the concept, the idea of national security, in a way to try to crush any political opposition here. And, you know, the mass arrest today, you know, this has swept up politicians, pollsters, lawyers. I mean, it just demonstrates what Amnesty and others have expressed about this kind of law from the beginning.
That's Amnesty International's Joshua Rosenberg, and before that, our China correspondent, Bill Birtles.